Hey, are you tired of meeting with prospects only to have them put you off again and again, turning them into yet another missed opportunity? Are you tired of trying to do the same things in meetings and not seeing any improvement in the amount of business you're closing? Do you want to stop giving your time away in hopes that a client will buy something or someday transfer their assets? Well, Whiteboard University is our two-hour live workshop where we will teach you how to have engaging meetings with every prospect and client you meet with, how to quantify your advice so prospects are willing and excited to pay you a financial planning fee, and finally, where we teach you how to explain financial strategies in a dynamic, interesting way that will separate you from all the boring advisors who do the same old thing. If you're serious about having better client meetings and closing business faster, visit WhiteboardU.com today and sign up for one of our live workshops in November. Whiteboard University offers a 100% money-back guarantee if we don't help you improve your communication and meeting skills. That's WhiteboardU.com. We'll see you there.
When was the last time that you tried to go somewhere without a map?
I've actually intentionally been turning off my navigation because I feel like I'm too dependent on it. But I can't remember the last time I went somewhere without being told how to get there.
Nice.
By a computer.
And that's a plus for us in these days. I do remember the time where I used to print out to go to like my friend's house or a party where I'd have to like look over my passenger seat and kind of I missed the road kind of thing. And then an idea as we go farther back of like there was a time where, and this the comparison is to our industry where there's no path.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of people wandering and going in circles and getting frustrated over time.
I also think another comparison to the industry when it comes to like giving people direction is like, oh, I have this, this, and this need. Well, what do you know? Buy an annuity. I have this and this need. Okay, cool. We have a solution called an annuity. Like meaning the solution is always just the same thing, right? No matter what. Yeah. So I love the start of the question and starting the episode off with how do we navigate without a map? And the truth is, it used to be really hard, but we had these people who went out and made maps for us. And actually, the last time I remember having difficulty with a map was that in my minivan, I used to have to load CDs that would load the latest maps into the car navigation, and they're not updated. So like I'd be driving, it would just be like, there's no road here, but there is a road here because they didn't update them. And so having people go forth and create a path for you, you know, map makers are really important. So we're going to talk today about this principle of you who are listening being the map maker, that truly to be a financial advisor is has some characteristics. So we're going to compare it to, I think, the most famous map makers in America, which would be Lewis and Clark. 1804, 1806 was their journey, went 8,000 miles all the way up to the Northwest. And here's one attribute, and I want to throw it to you for the practical. Is first, map makers go first. They know that where they're going has not been trekked or has at least not been documented before. And so they know that it's going to be a difficult journey. They're literally intentionally going into the unknown. So they're willing to go first. How does that relate to people beginning to look at themselves as financial advisors?
I think there's an element of that for all of us, but almost more, I go to the angle of like a business owner. That the uncertainty has to be embraced. That if the expectation is, I want a step-by-step formula that as long as I do these things, and a lot of times at the bare minimum required, I can then progress and I'll get where I say I want to go. And I get frustrated with our industry, and I've experienced it firsthand. And then as we coach thousands of advisors now, seeing it still playing out that people are kind of confused, like, where do I go next? How do I get where I say I want to go? How do I get there faster? And so with the map making side, there's the business owner side for advisors, but then there's also how do we translate that for clients? Mm-hmm. And I look back, and this is really hard for us as advisors to do, but like put ourselves in a client's shoes where they have no context, you know, not a lot of education on what we do. And we fill in so many gaps in our mind to where sometimes the way we communicate, what we present, a financial plan we deliver makes sense to us, but falls so far short from somebody being, there's so much clarity here. I totally understand what we have to do next. So I look at it as a business owner, but I also, from an advisor standpoint to a client, have we created a system or a process that makes sense for them, which means we're the ones that are uncomfortable blazing the path, creating a system so people that come behind us do it much easier.
Right. And let's be frank, that's a lot of work to be the map maker. I mean, the idea of literally you're walking in a direction and you're just like, I do not know where this will lead, but
there's
I'm going to be
talking. Here.
Right.
Yeah. There's been no water.
I literally have had these thoughts. I don't know where I was, but I was driving around. And I was like, what do they do if they like got to a cliff and they're like, well, guess we got to go left for how long? I don't know. We're making a map. Right. But there is that embracing it and saying, that's what we're here for. We're here to create a path for your client. The thing that
you ever thought about, and you see some movies at times where there's like this big divide and somehow there's like a rope bridge.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, somebody did something crazy for everyone else to walk.
Someone
it's like, how did that,
Yeah. You
know, we're not shooting grapples yet and we're not like attaching ropes to eagles. Like somehow, I don't know, somebody scaled this thing. Like somewhere there had to be somebody that was willing to figure it out.
Absolutely. And so to think about yourself, you were listening, watching, and say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to make a map that I'm going to go first. I'm going to go towards what is unknown for the sake of my clients. That's really the heart of this. But you brought up a point, which is that clients want to follow something. They want to know that you have a system. And that's the next thing. First, map makers are willing to go first. Second is that they know that how to create a system, right? There are actual skills to creating a map. And they had to go, okay, I'm going to document. It can't be like, well, what direction are we going and how far did we go? I don't know. Let's just keep walking. No, they created a system so other people could follow that system. So why do advisors struggle with that? Or what tips can you give if you say, I want to be doing this, you know, with excellence and elite level? What does it take to create a system around financial planning so that you can charge money for your time and ideas?
We talk a lot about the average versus elite spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've coached a lot of advisors, what I've recognized is that when we sit in a room with 30, 40, 50 advisors and we do this exercise live, is there's a time where advisors think they're pushing the envelope, but they're still hanging out in like the first quarter of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not even tapping into what we would call elite or creative. And I think it's because they haven't really tried to like push that envelope very much to explore outside of like, hey, this path is kind of in front of me. I'm going to venture here, but I'm definitely not going to go left or go right because it's on the map, it's black. You know, like there's no one's been there before. So I'm going to do what someone else is doing and kind of do it just well enough to get kind of some results versus, you know, the map maker that's like, no, I'm going to do something uncomfortable, slightly dangerous because the result, the potential outcome is much better than just going that way again.
I have this vision of people that grow up in an area and they just never leave that area because it's safe and it's known. And I think about how much they miss out on because they weren't willing to go, what if I did go further and further and further? And I understand the temptation of just, I'm just going to stay where I'm comfortable.
Mm.
And fortunately or unfortunately, this business can provide enough comfort for an advisor that they can go, I'm just going to stay with what I know. But what we find is people that we coach and then people come to our live trainings, their sentiment, their feeling by day two is, man, I wish I would have started doing this a lot sooner.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known that my time and ideas were valuable and I could have been charging for them and I could have providing a different level of engagement. I could have enjoyed my work a little bit more because it's more dynamic, it's more fluid, it's more interesting, it's more map making than it is just a transaction, right?
And I think that gets back to, with everybody listening right now, I bet if I sat with every single person one-on-one and I asked them, do you want to be a map maker? Do you want to achieve more? Do you want to grow a team? I described this future goal. Everyone would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there'd be one out of 100 that'd be like, no, I'm good. Like I don't want to aspire. I don't want to try hard things. Like I don't want to do that. But most advisors we interact with have this desire. So I don't think it's the desire is lacking, but somehow there's something that stops a lot of us from taking action, taking risk. And I think for us, it comes back to in our coaching, like iteration, like try it to some degree. Because
mm-hmm.
what clients deserve better than, hey, great to meet you. Hey, you could do this. And your financial plan is like a bunch of suggestions. Like, hey, how should we get there? I don't know. You could go down here. You could try this. At the end of the day, people are like, just tell me what to do. And I think that speaks to a couple of things. One, that you have a clarity in your process. And if you have not named your process and documented it in a way to where it's almost boiled down to a one pager that when you meet with somebody, you could say, here's how we do things.
Yeah.
here's how we manage money. Here's our philosophy. Here's how we build our financial plans. Like, we built a software for it. Cause I'm like, no, I believe so much in this process that I just want it to be really efficient and I want it to look really good for clients. But you have to get away from any kind of vagueness, because it also speaks to your confidence.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but if I had anybody in anything I was paying, I would want them to be like, no, this is exactly what you need.
Hey, have you ever been to a restaurant and you ask the wait staff, like, what do you suggest? And they're like, eh. And I'm like, that is not a good sign.
Yeah. Right. Give me three of the best things.
And they're like, ah, whatever. And I'm like, that is not a good sign. Because like, they're not that excited about what they're selling day in, day out.
Or when you ask them about a certain thing and multiple things, like, I've never had it. I mean, that's like an advisor. It's like, I don't know, I've never done it. It's like, no, like, tell me you've studied this thing. Like give me more conviction, more confidence.
But I love your points. And it's like, have conviction and have clarity. Now, you also teach, and I've heard you say this many times, is if you don't know, say, you know what? Before I answer that, I'd really like to talk to a person that I partner with that specializes in that about cost segregation or whatever it might be. And I will get back to you on that. That's a great question. And I have a partner that I work with regularly, and they'll be able to answer that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But what people do want is you don't want to go to a restaurant and order and they're like, what do you have here? And they're like, I don't know. What do you want? Like, that's not confidence. That's right. I want them to go, we make the best whatever in the world. And so as an advisor, when you talk about a system, one of the things we run into with a lot of advisors, they feel like there's so many options. And so one of the things we do with our software, with our coaching, is say, here are the six components of that you have to include. And here's how many meetings you should have. Here's what you should cover in this meeting, that meeting. Here's the price range. Here's how long it should take for you to deliver a plan. People want to know, what am I getting and how long is it going to take?
Yeah.
And when you have that clarity, people say yes.
And for us, I think there's versions of map making. Like, I'm sure the first path ever between A and B wasn't always the best.
Yeah.
Like, somebody did it again and said, there's a faster way. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm actually going to build a bridge over this river, so it cuts 3 days off this trip. Like, it should get better over time, and you should be willing to challenge it. But the end goal should be results, meaning get to the destination as quickly and as safely as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see advisors doing all different things, what we're challenging now, the industry is like, it doesn't have to be recreated every single time from scratch.
Yeah.
Like, we should all agree on maybe 60% of it and then customize it from there. And then decide how you want to present it. But I still see a lot of advisors, every time they engage somebody, it feels like we're starting over. And as an advisor and a business owner, like, your process should get better every time, because you will hit capacity at some point. If it takes you 5 hours to deliver a financial plan to somebody from beginning to end, or 10 hours, you will run out of time.
Yeah.
So the only thing you could do to be more profitable and have more balance, if that's what you want, is be way more efficient, get there way faster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what, when map making, it's not just about the first map. It's, how am I iterating and making it better and better as quickly as possible?
Another important thing to remember as you go out and you experience the difficulty of, I need to go make connections with five different kinds of lawyers and three different kinds of CPAs, because I want to be able to serve clients and charge for my time and ideas. And as you do that, the worthwhile nature of that, going back to Lewis and Clark, is as they made relationships on their path out west, when they came back, those relationships still existed. And then when they went back again, because they were bringing people with them for Western expansion, they had those relationships in place, and it was a much easier way to navigate. So it is, and we talk to our advisors about this a lot, like, what are you doing to foster idea partners? What are you doing to go get those people that are sort of, you know, you can, they're your refuel stops. They're your points along the way to help a client navigate what could be a really treacherous and difficult path. Or it's like, I already did the hard work. I went out and found the right people. Just follow me, right?
I do think there's a correlation between the more isolated and lonely you are in this business, the longer it'll take you to reach your potential.
Yeah.
Where I think if you can buy into that concept, the idea would be, is how can I get as much accountability, much mentorship, as much client reps, as much idea partners, like, that you, your network, your web you're building, the more complex and big, you realize that is directly going to help you get to your goal faster.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of advisors, you know, we're so stuck and we're busy, we're scared to spend money on coaching or whatever it is, that by nature, this business isolates us. We may happen to be in an office with other advisors, but still, it's just, we're not relentless about getting more help from outside.
I wonder about that too, on their journey. I was doing some research for this, obviously, and on their journey, how excited they were to find people along the way. I think that was part of the goal on their journey, was not just, oh, good, no one's here, but it's like, who is here and has and knows the resources? I mean, one of the things that America was struggling against was in the fur trade, we just didn't have enough resources against, you know, Europe. And so a part of the expansion was for commerce to say, how can we make more money by taking these different routes, finding the Missouri River and saying, oh, wow, we have a way to do commerce all up and down this river. I mean, without that expedition, America doesn't expand in the way it does. America doesn't become prosperous. And I think about, for you, an advisor who's listening now, are you going to be thriving in 5 years? Mm-hmm. What are you doing to change your trajectory and create a different map for your business and for your clients so that in 5 years in the future, essentially, you are relevant?
Yeah, it makes me think of the 10X is easier than 2X book, that if most of your activity now is spent tweaking what you're doing, you might see some organic growth. You may make enough money for yourself, but you have to be willing to create a space. And this sometimes isn't in front of like your whole team, because you may freak them out. I've learned that the hard way. Like, where you throw out some things by just speaking it out loud of like, well, what if we did that? Like, what if we took what was kind of working and blew it up and rebuilt it better to be more efficient? Like, there might be some people on your team that shouldn't hear that, because, you know, they need to see it more kind of well baked out. Mm-hmm. But are you even willing to do that? Because if you're not, if your ideas are small or simple or safe, like, you will not create or change anything in your business that you will look back on and be like, wow, that was a pivot point for us. That was a hockey stick growth moment. Those are not going to fall in your lap.
Yeah, I want to encourage you, if you feel like you're at a place where you're like, you know, my day-to-day is hard enough, why would I go do something more difficult? Mm-hmm. I think what we're saying really is, I imagine someone sort of living and existing in this mentality of like, you know, my resources are all, you know, within 10 blocks of me. Mm-hmm. And you knock on all those doors and you just don't have enough. And you go, well, it's not going to work. Like, that's where a lot of people live, which is like, what I'm doing is not working. Okay, then how do you venture further out into the unknown, into the more uncomfortable, and say, I'm going to go there. And I don't know what it's going to look like, but I have to get outside of what I know. I think about this in coaching our advisors. A lot of times they'll go, oh, I go to this meeting every week for leads, and I spend, you know, an hour there and a half hour on the way there and half hour on the way back. And I, okay, that's this many hours a month, a year. How many leads have you gotten from it? Mm. And they're like, oh, wow, well, I guess I took 240 hours this year to get 3 leads. Yeah. And so it's like, stop living where you're living and start expanding and going wider, and just understanding that there's more to your business than what you know right now. Right.
Yeah, guaranteed. And I think, I don't know if those like epiphany moments or realizations, I don't know if it's the idea, if you lived on an island, you know, and you're like, this is it, and it feels safe and known. And then you realize like you are a speck on something, like the sheer, sometimes the scale of what's possible could just freak you out. But there's so much opportunity there that your future self will never say, I wish you never left the island, you know?
Well, I love the island idea, but the idea is that you think you live on an island. Mm-hmm. And then if you really were able to go at 10,000 feet, you realize if you swam 100 yards, there's shore, or there's 20 other islands, mm-hmm. right? There's this reality of, I only have this much. And yes, a lot of this is just a mental decision to say, tomorrow I'm going to do something uncomfortable. Mm. Tomorrow I'm going to reach out to Sten and Andy and Jared and team here, and I'm going to schedule a call and talk about what I could do to double my business next year. Because that's the kind of conversations we have all day long with advisors.
Oh, yeah, and that's brave. You know, I think the idea to sit there and say, I'm going to open myself up, my baby, my thing that I've built that's kind of doing well enough, I'm going to now open it up for feedback. I mean, intense curiosity is this common theme of the most successful people. The, you know, biggest names I see on podcasts, it's like, and they're just still learning and growing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not a trait our industry teaches.
No.
Ours is do just enough work to kind of get comfortable, kind of keep doing that thing. And then organically over time, you'll just grow your business and get more clients and then kind of get some more referrals and you'll do great. Like that's.
And you'll look like everyone else in the process. And that's one of the things that a map maker, it's like, why are we talking about these two men? And there was 45 people on that as part of that group, right? But why do we talk about those two men 200 years later? It's because of their bravery and the bravery of the other people that went with them. And it's like, why would anyone talk about you, right? Like, what are you doing that's different, that separates you and says, oh yeah. I think it was Lewis. He was a secretary for Thomas Jefferson. Like he had his connections inside the government, but like whoever the other secretaries were, people worked with Jefferson, they're not nearly as known as this guy because Lewis went on a journey. And our encouragement to you is consider that there's a journey for you to go on. in 2024, 2025, it's time for you to expand. It's time for you to go, I'm going to create a different wing or part of my business. We're not saying stop AUM and stop selling insurance and whatever it is, but there's more out there. And I think when you do that, when you're willing to take that risk, and Sen is so good at teaching about being uncomfortable, when you're willing to do that, there's no regrets, right?
And I think this teaching applies to every part of your business, from your personal development as a business owner. But even if your main takeaway is, how do I be a map maker for my clients,
mm-hmm.
to where I'm giving them a process that feels smooth, that it's been done before. Sure, there's some potentially nuanced or unexpected things along the way, because there's always something, but you have so much clarity in the route to get people where they want to go, that you've taken the time to put it into a package to where when you put it in front of somebody, they're like, oh, this feels good.
Yeah.
You've done this before. I trust you to lead me down there, mm-hmm. that path, where most advisors aren't doing that.
Yeah. So I want to encourage you, if you want help with that map making, one of the things that Sten did is that he built a map for learning how to charge for your advice. And so one of the ways that you can accelerate your own map making is to come learn from us at one of our events or online trainings. And so we always have links in the show notes about that. There's always more at eadvisornetwork.com. We're always sending out emails about new programs we have. Mm-hmm. But if you want to shorten your learning curve, then that's what we're here. We're trying to make maps as well for you to follow. Mm-hmm. And then you can make maps for your clients. That's our heart, and that's our goal here at EAN.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of ways to grow and challenge yourself. I hope you do something, step one, you ask for accountability from somebody near you. Maybe you read a book. Like, these are good things.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I learn, like, if there's an option, and this, I do this for everything I want to try to get better
at. Yes, you do.
Is there somebody that's so good at this thing that I can pay them really whatever they ask to go sit with them for a day or two? Like, that is the 10X. I'm going to learn this thing in a month when everybody else is going to be taking 2 years to do it. And I promise you, if you're in a room for a day and a half with me and Andy, and I'm watching you whiteboard and we're walking through financial plans, like, that is the thing that you will look back years from now and say, like, that push challenged me and I made changes quickly, as opposed to kind of the long, slow drag. We don't want that for you.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, bud.